Good morning, MGTOW. I've actually just fucked with the volume on this microphone, so it's nice and loud, because because one of the things I hate is people... and they're standing about, you know, a metre or 3 feet away from the microphone. You know, nice and loud. Or clear, you know, like a healthy, solid fucking volume level, you know. Because I listen to a lot of things, and in my rattly rocket ship of a car, you know, you got the phone turned up as far as you can in the volume, you got the little 5-watt Bluetooth speaker turned up as much as you can with the volume, and the general car noise and road noise, and you know, you got some speaker going, you know. So, and I really absolutely hate it. So anyway, good healthy volume levels, essential. Yeah, this is a difference between, like, I made 2 phone calls to 2 optometrists, you know, to get my eyes tested and to get sort of prescription reading glasses, but ones with a longer, like, because I almost never read books anymore, and I'm usually sitting about a metre, about a metre or so, or less, you know, 70 to fucking 90 centimetres away from the computer screen, you know, and when my eyes get tired, it gets a little bit blurry, you know, and, you know, so I figured I need some fucking glasses, you know, and, slightly stronger glasses with a longer focal distance. And the first place I rang, there's this, oh God, you know. See, people are complex, sort of, you know, to a point. And there's all sorts of people who, they are kind of the nature-nurture sort of issues. They kind of are who they are. But many of them have had to adapt to really, really, really crazy fucking shit, you know, in crazy parents, in crazy families, in crazy communities, you know, and they are as insane as all fuck, you know, and so they generally have really crazy relationships with other really crazy people, and then they turn up to work and run across me. You know, and they're a fucking pain in the ass to deal with. So I can be all kind and compassionate, and you know, just not buy into their shit. But like, it's so fucking hard to deal with them. You know, and I'm going to contrast this with a follow-up call to someone from China, and they're fucking straight into fucking business, you know, straight into business, do the deal, thank you, see you tomorrow, you know, and while this other fucking head case, you know, that's like the government department that subsidises glasses, you know. Well, there's only one fucking department that subsidises glasses, you know, so I'm asking, well, what about the subsidy? And she goes, oh, is that from the department of fucking so-and-so? And I says, well, you know, rather than tell her to get fucked for asking a series of idiotic fucking questions, you know... Like I said, as far as I know, they're the only fucking place that do subsidise glasses, you know? You know? So I gave her some fucking bullshit answer, which is the equivalent of saying, go fuck yourself. You know, really, do you have to ask one fucking idiotic question after another? You know, it's like going into a tyre shop, you know, like a car tyre place, you know, and you're saying, like, hey, you know, I'd like to get some new tyres for my car, and they're going, oh, are you after car tyres, are you? What do you fucking think I'm doing here? What's this business about, you know? What sort of shit do you sell? You know, what sort of vehicles do you fit out, you know, with new tyres? Oh, cars, well, what do you reckon, fuck, you know? They're the sort of people who I'd like to just punch their fucking heads in just for being so stupid, you know? Just a never-ending... And so this fucking bitch, you know, I'm saying one thing and she just... In the middle of it, she just starts talking straight over the fucking top of me like I'm not even there and then expects me to let her to get away with that fucking shit, you know? And, you know... You know, so, you know, it's like, I've edited out the relevant sort of personal information or other sorts of details, just to sort of, you know, but at the, because the important issue isn't who it is or where they are or what they've done, the issue is, in dealing with sane and insane people, you know, people who can't or won't get their shit together, or, you know, if the opportunity comes up to go and get their shit together, they're so fucking insane that they won't pursue it, you know what I mean? They won't put in the discipline to listen to what is being said, then to consider what has been said, and then, you know, like A... Like, you know, you get A, then B, then C, and these people are like jumping from A to D, but they don't know what B and C are about. You know what I mean? Fuck me, you know, so... You know, this fucking idiot, you know, the first person, she was going to go... I could tell, you know, because this is how they operate. They just drag people into their fucking... You know that argument, like, never argue with a fucking idiot because they'll beat you with stupidity, you know? Well, after moment of just pain, you know, and angst and just... For fuck's sake, you know? She then put the phone down. She was going to go, oh, there's this guy on the phone and he's so fucking rude. You know, and she played that card as well. Played the fucking victim card, you know. Go out of your way to be a fucking idiot and then say, oh, he's told me to stop being an idiot. You're very rude, you are. You know, that fucking... So she's gone off... No, she's put the phone down without saying, oh, I'm just going to get my boss, you know, to tell you off because I think you're a cunt because you stood up to me for being a cunt to you, you know. And I just hung up. But when you compare her, when you compare this fucking idiot, this crazy and her bullshit, this shit just drags on and on and on. And when you compare her to the fucking Chinese chick, you know, Chinese chick business, bang, 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 sale, you know. So, yeah, I put these together for people to learn, you know. And I think it's important to be kind and considerate and caring. But I also think there's some people, you can be kind and considerate, but they, see, they'll never take fucking response. They'll never become self... They're like, you know, they're like a... they're like Skynet without the fucking power turned on. You know, they never become self-aware, you know. They can't. They've learned all this shit in their childhood and in their adolescence and then in their adulthood, and everything they do and everything they know revolves around being fucking just crazy, keeping the crazy fucking going, and everybody's on edge and everybody's walking on eggshells and everybody's fucking insane, you know, and everybody's playing along with the fucking crap. So they just sort of, they're not completely inhuman, but they're sort of, they're like, they will never fucking respond to life. They will just be, you know, press button A, get reaction number. Get reaction A, press button B, get reaction B, press button C, get reaction C, you know, just over and over and over and over and over again, you know. And yeah, so it's insane. So I think in some ways people have a sort of a moral obligation to be kind and considerate, but also to say, well, if this fucking bitch can't go out and get her shit together, that's not my problem, and I'm not having 2 hours of bloody all-in brawling with a fucking head case just to get a yes or no answer when the fucking person next door can do it fucking in under 30 seconds, you know? And they want to fucking, then they rationalise and justify and serve up all their fucking crazy. Then they get more people dragged into the shit too. You know, you're very rude to my staff. Ho, 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 how dare you? You know. People like that, you just disengage from them. You don't entertain them. You don't engage with them. You don't communicate with them. You just fuck them off. You know, how they turned out and what they do about themselves is not your problem. You know, so yeah, this is a couple of good examples. This is the chalk and cheese, you know. This is the fucking crazy and a crazy shit, you know, and the crazy people in their crazy little operation versus the fucking people who have their shit together and get their job done, you know. So enjoy, thank you. Yeah, I want to come in for an eye test and get some prescription glasses.
Yeah, certainly. Have you been to Mask before?
No.
No, that's all right. I'll get a few details and I'll book you in an appointment.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your first name?
Well, let's just see if you got some appointments free in the next couple of days.
I'll have a look. Probably Wednesday, I would say. I've got a Wednesday morning and a Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, what times are those?
I've got a 9:30,
okay.
I've got an 11:30 or a 2:30. Or I can do one day next week.
Yeah, 11:30, I guess, yeah.
So the 11:30 on the Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, I'll have to just get a name and phone number and a few other details if you don't mind, and then I can book it for you.
And what I'm after is this, I'm after, you know, the subsidised type glasses, and wait a second. Stop asking me the bloody obvious, all right?
There's no need to be rude, sir.
Well, no need to be utterly fucking pedantic on a minuscule basis every time I open my mouth. You know, your style is quite sort of irritating. So, what would I be up for a set of reading glasses? I just need ones with longer focal length on them.
With the Victorian eye care service?
No, from the Zimbabwe Bush Doctor Association of Kenya.
$44.95.
Why must you sort of ask all these questions? I mean,
yeah,
who else does the subsidy, you know? How much, I need to come, do you do the subsidised glasses and stuff?
Yes, we do, yes.
Okay, I need a set of reading glasses just with an extended sort of focal point.
Okay, we can see you tomorrow for the eye test, then we can organise your glasses.
Okay. What's a good time then?
We've got 11, half past 11 tomorrow.
All right, 11 will do.
Yep. I've got your name, please. Yeah, if you bring in your existing glasses, then we'll get an idea of what you have been using and what will be the improvement.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll see you tomorrow at 11.
All right, thank you. Ta-ra.
Thank you.